One of the worst advice that famous people give to young people is be yourself. And you've heard that before. And it sounds so nice, so good. All I have to do is to be myself. But today, as we come together as a church, as a people of God, before God, to begin the season of Lent, we're going to be honest. We have to be honest to ourselves. And if we are totally honest to ourselves, then we know that we are not that good. Maybe in front of people, we can say, oh, I'm a pretty good person. Maybe comparing to other people, I can say, I'm a good person. Are you? Are you that good? Can you imagine if people can hear your thoughts for just a moment? And they will be shocked, right? They will be, boy, I thought that guy is a really good guy. If people can really hear your thoughts and know what you do in secret. See, we pretend that we are good because that's civil. People don't need to see all of the nasty ugliness of who we are. So we need to. It's civil to present to each other as neighbors the good side of who we are. But if we are honest, and this is what Lent is about, Lent is this time to be completely honest to ourselves before God. And if we are completely honest, we all know that we are not that good. And this is why the church gives us a totally, completely different advice. The church don't tell us to be yourself. The church says, be virtuous. Be what God makes you to be. Because being ourselves means lust, greed, unforgiveness, dishonesty. I can go on with the list. And all of us have this in our lives. All of us practice these vices. The church tells us, let's be real. We're not that good. And yet we are called to be saints. We're called to be virtuous people, holy people. And that's what Lent is about. How do we become a virtuous people? You and I know, again, being honest to ourselves, know that virtues don't happen automatically. None of us is born virtuous. We can only become virtuous when we work at it. To be good takes a lot of work. To do good is hard. Have you ever noticed that? This reality of our life here on earth? To be bad is so easy. To do bad, easy. In fact, to do nothing is bad. You know what happens when we do nothing? So let's imagine. Today you decide, I'm going to do nothing. Not even good things and not even bad things. I'm not going to do anything bad. But I'm not going to do anything good either. I'm just going to be me. Just be. You know what starts to happen? What bad things start to happen? One, you get fat. If you don't walk around, you don't exercise, if you don't work, you get fat. You have heart disease. You're going to die a horrible death. Really? By doing nothing. You know what happened when you do nothing? When we do nothing, our mind starts to have imaginations. You see what I mean? To be good, we have to work at it. To do good, we have to make effort. It doesn't happen automatically. To be virtuous, it takes a lot of work. That's what Lent is about. Lent is the time when the church tells us, when we are honest to ourselves, we know, one, we're not that good. And two, we must work at becoming good, more virtuous, more holy. God will make us holy, but we must do our part. It doesn't happen automatically. To be bad, it happens automatically. To do bad, easy. But to be good, to do good, we have to work at it. And so the church gives us a formula during these 40 days of Lent. Three parts of a program to help ourselves to become more virtuous, to kind of a boost, a restart. One, we gotta give. We gotta give not like the Pharisees give or the hypocrites like Jesus explains. You know how we give? We give normally because it feels good. And it's naturally so. Did you know that they discovered that when we give, our brain secretes the endorphin? Did you know that? This is scientific. This is why when you give, you have this kind of good feelings, you know. And the good feelings is physiological. Your brain tells you it's a good thing when you give. Is that bad? No, it's great. It's great to give anytime. But oftentimes we give because it feels good. But what about there are days when we don't feel good, you know, because we're humans. We don't feel good every day. Some day we wake up in the morning and we just feel bad. And for no reason, by the way. You know what I mean? Some day we wake up, we're in a bad mood. We don't like life. We don't like ourselves. We don't like anybody. So if our giving is based on how we feel, well, we're not going to give very much. And so to be virtuous is to give more than that. To give more than just how we feel, right? But the reality is we give because it feels good. We give because we get accolation. We give because people say, "You are so good. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're such a good person." And of course, what happens is there are often times when we give and people are ungrateful. We're people. People forget to say thank you. People who don't notice the good that you do. People forget the good that you do. People don't notice the good that you do. Then what happened? It's not fun anymore to give, right? It's not fun anymore. Nobody noticed that I'm doing good. Is that good to give so that people can notice that I give? Yes, giving in any kind of any way is good. Don't get me wrong. But we're talking about becoming virtuous. So the church is saying these 40 days of Lent, you're going to give more intensely and more rightly. And how do we give more rightly? To give more rightly is that our giving is not based on my feelings. The giving should not be based on the thanks that I get, the notice that I receive. But I should begin to give simply because I love God. Doesn't matter how I feel. doesn't matter whether people notice or not. I give because I love God. See, my brothers and sisters, if we can give this way, we become more virtuous. That's what Lent is about. The second part of this program is to pray. You are here because you are prayers. You come to church on Sunday. You come to church when you can. And you take the time to pray. Thank God. But Lent is the 40 days that we're going to pray better. We're going to pray more than we have been praying. If we've been praying 5 minutes a day, let's pray 10 minutes a day. If we've been going to church on Sunday, let's go to church on Sunday and one more day during the week. Lent is a time when we pray more devoutly and more intensely. The third part of the program is fasting, right? And all of us, most of us, think of fasting as giving up some kind of food, which is true. But when the church tells us to fast during Lent, the church is talking about more than just giving up some kind of food, like chocolate or something, which is good, nothing wrong with that. Do you know what fasting is in the spiritual life? Fasting is this exercise where we train ourselves to say no to ourselves. That's what fasting is. Whether it's saying no to food or anything else, this is fasting. It's a training exercise that we train ourselves to be able to be the master of ourselves, that we can say no. So my brothers and sisters, when we are able to say no to the little things like a piece of chocolate, we are training ourselves to be able to say no to bigger things like don't lie, don't steal. And my flesh and my body says, watch the pornography. Nobody knows. Nobody sees. Nobody's getting hurt. I must be able to say to my flesh, no. But I will not be able to say no to my flesh in those things that are bigger if I cannot say no to my flesh in the little things. You see how that works? So this is fasting. It's the training ourselves to say no to ourselves in the little things and then bigger things and then the biggest thing. If we can't say no to, you know, I'll tell you, every year for Lent, how many people say, oh, Father, I forgot I ate meat Friday. I mean, that happens to all of us, right? Every one of us. Again, this is just to prove that we're not that good, okay? Everybody here has missed. You know that Friday during Lent, you not eat meat. But you missed. You forgot. You're having fun and you're at some gathering and the next thing you know, you're eating a hamburger, whatever it is, right? And you say, oh, darn it. And you know what happens when that happens? What happens if you go, oh, I already missed one Friday. You know? So next Friday when you're with a friend and a friend say, hey, you know, let's go for a steak. And you go, I'm not supposed to eat a steak on Friday during Lent, but I already ate hamburger last Friday. What difference does it make? You see what I mean? We're not that good, guys. We're not that good. So the fasting is for us to train ourselves to be the master of our flesh. If we can say no to the little things, we become a little more virtuous. We can resist the temptation of the bigger things. And so, my brothers and sisters, we gather together today on Ash Wednesday to begin the 40 days of Lent. And by the way, the behavior scientists had done research, and they discovered that for a human person, and of course it's different for everyone because everybody's different, right? But on the average, do you know how long it takes for a person to get rid of a bad habit? Meaning, you know, if I have the habit of drinking too much, I'm going to stop drinking for a certain period of time. You know that behavior scientists discover how many days it takes for average human person to be able to get rid of that bad habit, to get that bad habit out of their system. Do you know how many days? 40 days. Okay? This is science. But the church has known this for 2,000 years. My brothers and sisters, in the next 40 days, a great time for us to become more virtuous. Is it easy? Absolutely not. In fact, if I ask you during these 40 days how Lent is going for you, and if you say to me, "Oh, it's wonderful," not good. Okay? If I ask you, "How's Lent going for you?" you say to me, "Oh, Father, I am fighting myself every day. I am in a fight. And I'm teetering between falling and winning." Then I will say to you, keep moving forward. That's what Lent is about. It's a fight against ourselves. So you see what I mean? How terrible the advice is when famous people say to young people, just be yourself. The church, in her wisdom, tells us, fight yourself. Fight it so that you can become a more virtuous, holy people.